the lesson.
Yes, we are continuing in the same topic, faith above reason, that we want to rise to the degree of bestowal from the degree of reception in which we were born and in which we developed in our will to receive. It developed, and one understands that he feels good or he feels bad, but he feels that he is in his place, and that's reason. And we want to reach a state which is higher than that, which is the degree of bestowal called faith above reason. We're not capable of that. We don't have the preparations for it. But if we perform all kinds of actions in order to awaken the upper force, the reforming light, then we correct ourselves, we change, and we get a new quality that we didn't know about, we didn't see it, we didn't feel that it exists before us, but rather it's the quality of Bina that predates creation, it's above creation. This is what we have to reach. Every time we need to scrutinize better and better the means how to reach the quality of bestowal, how to rise to the degree of the Creator, eternity, wholeness, bestowal, revelation of the Creator to the created being. When it is revealed in us, the quality of bestowal, that's called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. This is how it is. It's not that we discover something which is outside of us. We discover what was done already in a new domain, a new quality that we acquire. And this is how we will advance. Therefore, here, we need to participate, all of us together, as much as possible. We should think about the mutual success, and in that way, we will break through ahead. We are a great body, very great one, that there was none like it in quantity and quality, because we are all coming truly from the opposite form, from the shattering, and with such quantities, such numbers of thousands of people who do want to understand what is expected of us, and we want to do, to implement what is desired of us by the upper forces, and to come closer and to adhere to our source, the Creator Himself. So, again, let's continue studying, let's continue entering into it, and each and every day what we scrutinize, even though on the next day we may forget about it altogether, or not forget, or maybe we do forget, and that doesn't matter. The things that we go through, they remain, they are registered for eternity in each one of us and in all of us together. And therefore, as it says, they should be as new in your eyes. Every day they should be as new in your eyes. However, whatever remains, it remains. A penny and a penny accumulates to a great amount. And this is how we will advance.
Yeah, excerpt number 20. If one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, does not care which taste he feels. And he says that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks his work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah from dust, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is Kedusha, holiness, and does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work. Since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavors or scents in this work, because there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, and he is delighted.
This means that we need as much as possible to invest in what the Kabbalists are telling us, which is connection in the ten, bestowing to each other, awakening each other, holding each other, supporting each other, and then each one will have the powers of the others. So if I enter a group, then I have the powers of the group. As much as I am able to, as much as I succeed in incorporating with them, this is why, as much as I value, appreciate all the friends, and their appreciation in my eyes depends only on me. Like with the example of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who had very small students, beginners. However, he respected them, he loved them, he was concerned about them, and in such a way, through his attitude to them, they seem to him as great, as important, and it's like a baby becomes important in the eyes of the parents. His importance is through their relation to him. It's not that there is something in him. And therefore, if we enter a ten, and there are friends who do want to some extent to reach the same goal like me, then I have to accept them as the most important on the path, because eventually their desires, those that are directed to the goal, to the Creator, I need to incorporate with these desires. And in this way, I can advance. To the extent that I surrender before them, that I want to come closer, that I want to incorporate with them, by that, I achieve two things. First of all, as it says, my soul shall be as dust to all, but it doesn't matter to me what I'm great at, but rather I want to see them as great and as close to me as possible. And if I direct myself in such a way that they are all greater than me, and they are yearning for the Creator, and I incorporate with them, that I'm truly in a state where I am like zero, and even more zeros, as Rabash tells us, and they are as one, each one of them is greater than me, and in this way, together with them, I reach the Creator. It cannot be that I will reach the Creator before I annul myself toward the friends. And this is how we advance. This is called to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. That same connection between us, that connection between us, we need to awaken it, to establish it from zero and more, give it importance until it reaches a state where the Creator is revealed in it. This is how it happens. Here,
Rabbi starts the verse with, if one decides that he wants to work as dust,
yes.
How can you decide? I mean, the will to receive constantly runs away from it, doesn't want it.
But bit by bit, when a person tries each day to be with his group and with these excerpts that he reads, then over time, he begins to feel that indeed, the work in entering faith above reason is work that he, as Malchut, should bring himself from below towards Bina, towards bestowal. And this is how he advances. He agrees with being dust, that it is something truly great, because dust means that he lowers the importance of his own ego, of his own control, of Malchut, and he raises above it the quality of bestowal, the quality of Bina. And these things gradually settle in his brain and later on in his heart.
Yes.
So agrees with it. He enters a state and he agrees with it. But what does it mean that he wants to work as dust?
Because he begins to feel that as much as he becomes dust in his will to receive, that's him, really, that is a higher state. According to that, he comes closer to bestowal, he comes closer to Binah, to faith. And this is how he sees himself in coming down to the dust and rising to the quality of bestowal, to Binah.
So he's truly happy about it.
Of course, there is joy there. You bet. He says, my soul shall... measure, I check myself. And therefore, I have experience so that I can say what is the highest state, the best state, the one that's most worthwhile, most worthy, and that is to be as dust. Why is that? Because if I am inside my will to receive, what can be better than if I can give it up? And that's called dust. When I simply give it up, I relinquish it, it doesn't matter to me what I will receive in it, that will always be incorrect. And what I need is only to rise above the dust. This is called to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. The Shekhinah is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator, and I elevate it specifically by understanding that I am in the dust. The dust is the lowest thing that has no importance, and it doesn't spoil along with that. It remains as it is. You can't do anything with it. It is matter that does not change. That's the dust.
Again, 21. Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. And one should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. And this is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work. But then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree, to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. And if he does overcome himself, and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he's observing the mitzvah, the commandment of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called the joy of a mitzvah. The Creator. What can I give when I despise the work?
We cannot give the Creator anything except the way we relate to Him, our attitude regarding what a person feels, which for sure he feels it from the Creator, and not from anywhere else. So out of that, one answers. His heart answers. The person doesn't need to say anything. It all depends on the prior work, how much he had prepared himself, so his heart responds. And this is what is received in the Creator. And in this way, a person should see it, that all of his work is in the work of preparation. In the work of preparation, that he prepares himself to receive all of the sensations that go through him, that one, they come from the Creator, that there is none else besides him, and they come in order for the person to respond to it, because in that same consistent response that he makes over whatever he feels each and every moment, ascribing what he has to the Creator, and that it comes to him in order for him to build above it an attitude to the giver, in order to come closer to him, in order to be as adhered to the Creator as possible through the friends. If one performs the right guidance as much as possible, as precisely as possible towards the Creator, that's one's work. And there are many things here. First of all, it's assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, that whatever comes, for sure it comes from the Creator, there is none else besides him. And what one should do is to aim himself back to him. How does he direct himself? It's through the device called the group. And that is all. To scatter yourself as least as possible to other peripheral conditions. Here it's the person, the group, and the Creator. This is what we need to establish for.
Добре утро, Рав. Хочемо спросити само
сопротивлення егоїзму. We want to ask the resistance of the egoism.
No.
It too belongs to a certain kind of bestowal?
No, our ego is built in such a way that we have to work upon it, not to disregard it, but rather to work on it, so that upon all the different forms that we get, the egoistic ones, that's called help made against him. That it always gives us a state which is the opposite of how it needs to be, and we, upon that, need to direct ourselves, to establish ourselves in the right form towards the Creator. That's it. So, in the previous excerpt, it says that my dust, my soul shall be as dust to all. And now it also adds that above that, I also connect with the group and I aim myself to the Creator. So these are two stages. Gilad?
How the work in the tent prepares a person to accept the state of blackness as joy.
The work in the tent cannot do any more than it awakens me to connect with the Creator and to ask of Him for forces of scrutiny and forces of correction. However, after I, from the ten, I reach the right prayer to the Creator, then the prayer already becomes a kli, a vessel, and then I begin to get from the Creator the correct responses according to my kli, because I already understand what is it that I'm asking for, because I learned that from the group, from the ten, and I also feel what the Creator wants to tell me through that. And this is how we advance. But this is on the condition that I feel myself that I am in a single boat with the group. Otherwise, I have no connection with the Creator. The Creator is the general force that exists above us, above the ten, and as much as I incorporate with them, that I'm closer to Him. And I feel, what is it that He is giving to the ten? The Creator is always tending to the group, or you might say the entire kli that He created, and as much as I am incorporated in that kli more and more, according to that, I begin to decipher more correctly how He is answering, how He is influencing us, and this is how I advance. But our work is really to incorporate in the entire kli that He created. And according to that, I will feel Him, and I will know how to relate to Him correctly, how to change myself. It's all there, inside of the connection. But the connection is not with the Creator, but with the kli. The Creator comes as a result. Come and see. That He seemingly is revealed to us in a form, if we can say so, in a passive form, out of our work in the connection between us. The Creator is revealed as a
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, мы учим, что в состоянии праха человек должен преодолеть.
We learn that during the state of dust, a person has to overcome himself and say that this work is pleasant to him. Where will he feel this joy and pleasantness
in that he raises himself above the dust and he wants to be in that more, and he ascribes importance to this state, great importance, since he elevated himself above the dust, above the in order to receive. So by that he will already have a new kli. He already brings himself closer to Bina. Then according to that he begins to feel the forces of bestow.
How can a person who declares dust in the work feels joy?
Because even though it's against his desire, however, it has greater importance. That's how it is. Because he begins to appreciate the society as greater than himself, the form of bestowal as greater than the form of reception. And then in such a way he advances. What is important for us here is not that we will do it. We will not be able to do it. And therefore, the whole expectation that I will now perform such an act is it's a false act. And of course, it will bring me to failure. But rather, as it says, man's pride will lower him. I have no possibility, not in power and not in action, to do anything which is above reception. It cannot be. However, when I try to do that, in order to see that it is impossible and in order to ask of the Creator that He will do it, this is called the Lord will finish it for me. That I begin the work and I see that I'm not capable of it, and then I turn to the Creator and I ask of Him, and He does it. And then in such a way, I see that I do advance myself. That I try, I see that I cannot, and it is impossible to simply say in advance that I simply decide that I cannot do it because there is none as wise as the experienced one. Therefore, it says, 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and get up. That upon each and every detail, we have to try to do something and later on to see that we are not capable of it. And after that, we turn to the Creator and we ask. And then if we come with such a record that we've done those things, we try to do it, and we did not succeed, and we understand that only the Creator knows how to do it, that He's capable of it, then we come to Him and already in that appeal, we have both the hoarseness and also the goal and the direction, and then the Creator responds. We have what to come to Him with in our demand from Him. That we did it, we tried, we saw it, and only You can do it. That is, in our appeal to Him, we have the depth of the desire to be corrected. Hello, Rav. If a person built the importance in the state of dust and started to rise to some extent towards bestowal, how can he keep advancing from here and not fall?
Again, only in maintaining himself in the 10, you're never going to get a different answer. Never. This study depends entirely on its realization in the connection. And that's why we have to look for daily how much our connection is becoming more internal, greater, more understood by each and everyone. And although we don't speak about it, perhaps, because it's not customary with Kabbalists to talk about it loudly, but nevertheless, we have to see that this is the importance of the connection with which we solve each and every problem of our spiritual ascent. So, this...
Two again, we must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality?
He is happy about his share, demands nothing more than that.
And he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive. At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in a work with his eyes shut and will not need anything and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination.
Yeah, we had Kiev, but they disappeared, so Moscow.
Moscow free.
Спасибо. Что такое не дает совет?
Thank you. What does it mean that he does not give advice to the Creator?
Meaning he receives from the Creator each and every moment as he sees it each morning as the correct thing that comes from the Creator, and he has to respond to that, and he's concerned only with his response, meaning each and every moment in his life. He understands that what he has comes to him from the Creator because there's none else besides him. And his question, his problem, is how to correctly respond to what he's receiving each and every moment. It turns out that each and every moment he is in a dialogue with the Creator, where he feels that what he's got inside, the Creator arranges it, and correspondingly he needs to establish a response from him, the correct response. So in this way he's in this mutual relationship with the Creator.
And if in the dialogue with the Creator you see that nevertheless you do have advice to give him?
Okay, that's okay. We can raise that. You only have to have the feeling that you're in constant connection with him, that whatever you feel he gave you, because you're an empty vessel, and what you think and what you feel and what you sense, everything you've got comes to you from the Creator. Now, good things, bad things, it's not important. The thing here is your reaction to it. Your reaction, what will you do?
Okay.
Okay.
Я не понял, как я перехожу из совета.
No, I didn't understand. How do I shift from giving advice to that state where I go with my eyes shut and
you can have an internal dialogue with your feelings, since what you feel comes to you from the Creator each and every moment. And how do you respond to Him each and every moment? Try to be in this state. And you'll begin to feel that you are connected to Him. In order to increase this connection, you also need to be in contact with society, with your group. And in this way, you come to a state where suddenly you begin to feel that you have what to say to the Creator and what to hear from Him and what to receive from Him. And the connection between you becomes a living connection. That's it. Start developing it.
В этом и проблема, когда ты стремишься к постоянству.
That's exactly the problem. When you yearn for this permanence in your request from the friends, but the criticism grows. When I actually should come with my eyes shut. So what does it mean with my eyes shut?
You shut your eyes. Over all the everything you might claim before the Creator without any complaints or anything. Now you feel something in your life over what you feel and what you understand, build a connection with the Creator. Start relating to Him in return. And do this each and every moment. Try all the time. I to my beloved to me.
And there is a possibility to somehow connect. So it's not through complaints. Otherwise, how can I connect with Him if it's not through some claims, complaints?
All the complaints can be on the fact that you cannot respond correctly to what the Creator is invoking in you, inviting in you. I now feel and understand, and what I have in my brain and in my heart comes to me from the Creator. That's a certainty. The question is how much above what I feel and understand, this is all my being, how do I respond from within my egoistic desire, or perhaps I want to change this reaction. So before any change to my reaction, I have to determine that anything in me, everything in me comes to me from above. It all comes from above. This is number one. Number two, how do I respond to it? The fact that everything comes from above. And so on and so forth. This is our work.
Раф, вот здесь написано, что довольствоваться малым и тем разом.
Here it says to settle for little, to be content with little, with whatever feeling and mind he has. So, is this enough in order to reach?
We need nothing outside of what we've got, only to respond correctly for anything the Creator invokes, invites.
What does it mean to respond correctly?
No.
Well, it means that I annul my will to receive, my ego, and I wish to identify with what my Creator's, the Creator's attitude towards me, with my heart and soul. This is the work.
PT 24.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Kli. It certainly felt that the Creator is operating truly each and every moment for all the different states. And Kabbalists say, talk to him like you talk to a friend. So constantly, indeed, there is this dialogue all day long, etc. The thing is that Kabbalists, for example, when they write Rabash, etc., they nevertheless say, the Creator, blessed be He, and they give Him a lot of respect. And talking to a friend, if I have a friend, let's say I'm a friend of Dudi, then I don't turn to him, blessed Dudi, how are you? Blessed Dudi, etc. How is dissemination going on today? So how should the dialogue with the Creator be all day long?
We don't have anyone closer to us than the Creator, who arranges everything, establishes everything, who is inside of us. He arranges inside of me all my desires, all my thoughts. There is no one else. Therefore, it's simple. I just have to try and understand that if I don't activate faith above reason, then I'm inside my will to receive, and then I'm completely managed by the Creator, and there's nothing of myself in it. If I wish to rise above reason, then by that I acquire my independence to some extent. This is the meaning of my sons have defeated me. The Creator gives the will to receive, and we want to rise to the will to bestow, from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. And then gradually, over many actions and times, we awaken on ourselves, nevertheless, the upper light that builds this in us. He builds it. And we begin to feel that these are two levels. It's a matter of internal feeling. There's nothing to do but to try more and more each time.
But the Creator knows what we have inside of our heart. So in the appeal to the Creator, there's nothing we can hide from Him. Simply whatever we have in our heart.
But Moti, we're not talking about the Creator. We're talking about ourselves. What does it have to do with how the Creator feels? It's the general force of everything. What can you say to a baby who is inside his mom or on her, in her arms, but he's 100% under her control? What can you say to him? We are under the Creator's authority in all our organs, all our thoughts, in everything. We talk only about ourselves. How can we, in spite of this concealment that comes to us from our ego, from our will to receive, how we can build, construct ourselves in such a way that the concealment will not stand in the way, that we will wish to neutralize it and adhere to the Creator against the concealment. And this means that we seemingly return to the womb, into the Creator, from the point we came out of Him. We wish to return to the womb, but in a way, in such a way where we wish to do this work, to do this path on our own, where we cancel our ego, and by that we identify with the Creator. That's the end of correction, when we return to be in adhesion with the Creator, just like all of creation doesn't bother us, but only a week.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, as I understand it, the relationship with the Creator is personal. Is it correct?
Yes. We cannot be connected to one another except through the Creator.
About being happy with one's share, how can you be happy with your share if you feel that you don't feel anything right now? There's no feeling.
Even when there is no feeling, that is a feeling. And on top of that, you now have to establish your work.
There is no feeling towards the tent, towards the Creator.
Start from that. Start developing it. You remember? Just like the Baal Shem Tov. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, A, B, C. How he recuperates from all these things in this way until he comes, returns to consciousness.
So what does it mean to be happy with one's share in that state?
He's happy about his share even in this. It's probable that he fell into such a deep state, such a low state. So corresponding to that, he's looking up to a greater ascent.
This is something that I need to do. I mean, happy with one's share feels like you accept the situation, and you are describing something that's active.
Okay, so you have something to do. If it's active, you feel yourself low, and if you're adhere to the group, you understand it's not simply low, but it's purposefully low, tied to the goal.
So, to be happy with my share, it means that
happy about his share means that he accepts this work, and the state is the correct state for work. Then you have the energy, the vitality from the group, the goal that directs you towards the group, and you're going to do it. Without a group, you don't know where you're going. You're like, on a raft in the open.
Let's say group. When is a person truly capable of working for the Creator and accepting that state of dust? What states do we have to go through beforehand?
In anything, in every state, a person is invited to it. It all depends on one's attention. And of course, if he begins to awaken from a state of disconnection, it's not so simple, but the result can be much prettier than when he wakes up with knowledge, with a feeling, with an understanding. The best thing is when a person is in a deep slumber, and gradually from that, he begins to awaken himself. This is a sign of a new state, and it's worthwhile to realize it.
A question from the Hebrew group. What to do if I feel that I don't succeed in responding correctly to whatever the Creator sends me?
Again?
What should I do if I feel that I do not succeed in responding correctly to whatever the Creator sends me?
So respond even more correctly, or ask for the strength to do so. Discover the importance for help. Be more active as possible. And this all depends on the friends. If you're inside the ten, or inside the world kli, then certainly you'll be able to receive all the strength you need to wake up, because envy, lust, and honor work on a person and take him out of this world.
Questions from Moscow 6. What does it mean that the connection between us and the Creator comes to life?
That I want to bestow to the group, and through it I wish to bestow to the Creator. Although, in return for that, I subconsciously aim for a certain reward, payment. But nevertheless, reluctantly, I do it. Okay, so my connection is egoistic for now. Nevertheless, I'm trying. I don't sever that connection. We begin in our ego, just as we see with babies. They come here, they soil their diapers and they break stuff, they cry, they know nothing, like a piece of meat that is before us, this baby, and we have to care for it. These are the forms that came to our corporeal world from the spiritual degrees. That's how we are in spirituality. We, the great ones, the seemingly important ones, but in spirituality we're not even babies yet. So we have to understand. We need to go through all those states as quickly as possible until we come to
a
state where we truly know ourselves, will grow up.
Transformation of the form.
Yes, here Baal HaSulam wants to really explain to us in what form of relations we are with all of reality, meaning with the Creator, and what we need to do to change our relations to our benefit. In order to get to know all of reality, what happens to us, why we each time come from blow to blow, from failure to failure. And then here we can understand what our success depends upon. Yes.
First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world.
And
to make sure that he doesn't lose his payment, he gives it in deferment. It turns out that he is free of any worries, so it is with the creation of the world and its sustenance, where the Creator prepared it for people to engage in it and to be rewarded at the end the exalted essence of adhesion to him, as it is clarified in Matan Torah. If so, we should contemplate who obligated humanity to engage in his service to the extent of coming eventually to this essence, which is exalted and high. And Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. Everything is given in deposit, meaning all that the Creator placed in the engagement of the creation and gave it to their hands, he didn't give it to them for no reason, but rather he promised himself as a guarantee. And if you were to say, what guarantee was he given? For that, he answers, and a fortress is spread out throughout life, meaning that the Creator was wise and put forth a wondrous fortress upon humanity such that none will elude it. But life must be there on this fortress and to take upon themselves necessarily his service until they attain this exalted goal. And this is the guarantee of the Creator, which assured that he would not be tormented in the matter of creation. And then he clarifies it and says, the store is open, meaning that although this world appears to us as an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper. And the reason that he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built, as the corruption and the wickedness that appears in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state. Such that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of the generation. And the new state, too, lasts just as long as the sparks of evil in it ripen and reach such a level that they can no longer be tolerated. At which time, it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built in it, in its stead. The states clear up one by one. And so the states clear up one by one, and degree by degree, until they come to such a corrected state that there will be good without any sparks of evil. you find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves. Meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed.
Meaning, ultimately all the bad states direct us to the end of correction and the good state. But on the way, when we go through them, we see nothing good behind us and nothing good in front of us. We are always under pressure and bad states. But their goal is to develop us to good. Yes?
And these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Because any state that the generation is in is like a book. And all the evildoers are as writing hands, because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. He says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper, who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he is taking from the store, meaning to toil in his work while he is nourished by that store, in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation as he pleases. Such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store in a way that promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt. Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, All their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above.
Okay, PT3.
I didn't understand for what and with who is the calculation. Yesterday we said, and here he writes also, that the whole calculation is for him not bringing contentment to the Creator and doesn't work towards the purpose and the essence. Yesterday we said that the whole calculation is only towards the work in the ten and not for this world.
The work in the ten is not the goal. The goal is to reach adhesion. Adhesion we reach by equivalence of form. Equivalence of form we reach by bestowal. To bestow to the Creator we reach by this, that we learn how to bestow to one another in the ten.
The question is whether it's a calculation about this world or not.
What exactly? Nothing in this world you have any calculation for, actually. On one hand, you could say yes, because in each detail people suffer, they don't understand why, and not just them. Still vegetative and animate, these also are created beings. They're also suffering in something, also in them. Forms the will to receive and demands what is for it, and also in this is measured the suffering, and also this there is corrections. And also in this that people who don't reach intentions to bestow rather are activated according to their regular will to receive. Also in them there is a purpose, because they're suffering from that same will to receive on degrees of still vegetative and animate. And in this, they are justifying the creation or the opposite.
So is there a calculation or not for this world?
Of course, on everything there is a calculation. It just depends on what form, what state, what degree. You can't say there is no importance, no significance, calculation with something. What does it mean that there is no created being? The will to receive is called the created being. And if it exists in something, that we can identify it in something even in this world, then yes, it exists in something and enjoys or suffers. That's how it is. And it's desirable that they shall not suffer, because in this that they suffer, they're cursing the Creator. Not aware, of course, they don't understand it,